You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Right now, we're about to be joined by one of the newest members of your Houston Texans, formerly of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Tashawn Gibson joins In the Loop. Mr. Gibson, Landry Locker, John Lopez, thank you very much for joining the show. How are workouts going?
I appreciate you guys for having me, man. Workouts is, you know, everything is going smooth. First day, so, you know, a lot of things getting thrown at you, kind of get acclimated, but man, it's awesome. The environment is awesome, man. I'm just happy to be a part of this organization.
Well, you, when you came in, obviously, to fill a role that had been vacated with Tyrann Mathieu going, of course, Kareem Jackson played a little safety as well. But here's the thing, and we were just talking about this. What you bring this team is, you know, the ability to cover tight ends, and that was always kind of a weaker spot on this defense. I mean, was that clear to you, and is that something that you embrace as you join the Texans?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's something not only I embrace, but that's something I take pride in. And, you know, being in the defense in Jacksonville, obviously, where we prided ourselves on, we had two of the best corners in the league. And obviously, well, I knew the onus was going to be on me having to guard these tight ends. And, you know, I took that challenge with pride. And, you know, I kind of thrived in it, you know, glory be to God for that opportunity that they gave me in Jacksonville. And it just worked out well, man. And that's something I take true pride in. I truly don't mind. Put me on the island all day with your best tight end, and it's mano a mano. And I take pride in that. And that's something that I'm excited about doing week in and week out. So, you know, coming here, I understood that, you know, this is a team that likes to play, man. And, you know, just from speaking to, you know, the D.C., Coach O.B., and you know, the GM, that's the emphasis that they want to put on it. And, you know, they couldn't have found a better guy for the job, man, because I felt like when it comes to that, man, that's just what I do.
Talking to Texans safety Tashawn Gibson on Sports Radio 610, Landry Locker, John Lopez. You don't have social media, do you? You don't even have Twitter, do you?
I don't have Twitter. I have Instagram. I don't have Twitter, man. I gave up Twitter, man. The people on Twitter be.
You know, that's a big difference from a guy that just left here. Tyrann Mathieu lives on Twitter. You don't have it. That's one. I was going to ask what the biggest difference was between y'all's games. I think I found
there
it.
There you go. There you go, man. One guy Twitter, one is very active, one stay away from Twitter. How about that?
I like it. I like it
very
much.
What was your reason you were about to tell us? What was your reason for not being on Twitter?
No, I said, man, you know, I was being funny, but I said, man, the Twitter world is a little more, they're pretty mean, man. They just let things flow a little freely. No, but obviously, I got off of Twitter, man, because that's just not my personality. I'm not a guy who's going to tweet everything about my day and, you know, go back and forth with people all day. You know, Instagram is kind of, you know, you post what you post and you let it go. You move on from it. Twitter is a little different. You know, it's out of my character. So, you know, I did it for a little bit. Had it for like maybe 2-3 years. And then, you know, I said, hey, Twitter ain't where it's at for me, man. So I ain't been on Twitter successfully over like 2 years now.
A guy that you're going to spend a lot of time with, one of our favorites, Justin Reed. You guys actually seem to have the similar energy. It seems like you are very, very uplifting. You both seem to love the game a lot. I know that it hasn't been very long, but what have you noticed about Justin Reed from a game standpoint and from a teammate standpoint?
You know, the biggest thing, man, I sit next to him in meetings, and, you know, I wanted to kind of pick his brain, man. The biggest thing that you notice about a guy like him is he's smart. And, you know, in this game, obviously, being a quarterback of the defense, I think that safeties have to be the quarterback of the defense. Outside of the mic backer, you got to know everything. You got to know what the linebackers are doing in the guys next to you, as well as the corners. You got to know so many moving parts, man. And the thing about just from talking to him, you know, and multiple people has reiterated, man, the guy knowledge to the game, man, the guy is smart. And, you know, that's one of the biggest things that people really don't realize outside of pure athletic talent. And the guy has that, too. I mean, the guy from the shoulders up, man, the guy's smart, man. And, you know, you look at it and say, for him being such a young guy, he understands the game. We talk football, man. We sit in meetings. I pick his brain. Obviously, I'm trying to learn this system myself. And it's just like, he's like a robot. He's like a robot when it comes to, you know, the mental part of the game. And you have to respect that, man. The guy's young, man. I don't even think he's 22, 23 yet. So just having a young guy like that who's just still humble, but he knows what he's doing, man, that's going to pay dividends for me, man. And like I say, anything I can do to help him along his process to reach his full potential, man, to be the best he can be, I'm excited to do that.
He does have Twitter, though, and he actually tweeted out, the schedule is going to come out tomorrow night, but he tweeted out that he wants to smash Antonio Brown. I know you've been in this division for a while. Who do you like to smash when you're out there on the field?
Man, see, you know, I'm a more laid back guy, man. So, you know, I don't put bulletin board out there, but you know, there's a couple of guys.
Hey, just say T.Y. Hilton and you'll win over the fan base immediately. Just say T.Y. Hilton and we'll be good.
So if I want to smash T.Y. Hilton, man. There you go.
There you go. Thank you.
Hey, you played with Aaron Colvin in the past. What's the difference between the Aaron Colvin you saw in Jacksonville and the year he had last year?
You know, obviously, man, Aaron Colvin is like a brother to me, man, first and foremost, man. One of the most positive, uplifting guys I've been a part of. He's somebody who I just gravitated towards when I first got to Jacksonville. I didn't keep up much with him last year because, obviously, he was hurt and he was dealing with his own things and that nature, man. But the Aaron Colvin that I know that shows up, I mean, he just he's, in my opinion, you know, just an underrated guy, man, the things that he can do for a defense. People didn't give him that much credit that year that we went to the AFC Championship in Jacksonville because, you know, obviously we had so many stars on that defense. But, man, without him, a lot of those games, man, could have went either way, man, and his importance to that defense that we had, man. And Aaron Colvin that I know, man, is hungry. You know, at the same time, man, he go out there and get the job done, man. He's feisty, he's aggressive. He's somebody that you wouldn't mind lining up playing with week in, week out, down in and down out. So, obviously, I wasn't able to pay too much attention to his game last year. He missed some time with his injury and things of that nature. Unfortunately, man, but I'm more than confident, man, that the Aaron Colvin that I'm used to playing with in Jacksonville, man, he's going to show up this year. And you know, he's just got a different hunger about himself, man. I worked out with him this offseason a little bit and just, you know, I'm more than confident that he's going to get back to form, man. You know, injuries are a real part of this game and sometimes they affect people differently. But, you know, I can't speak on what he did in 2018, but I know 2019, man, I'm expecting, man, just the Aaron Colvin that I'm used to, the guy that commanded the contract to come here and the Houston Texans signed with the intentions on doing what he do.
Talking to Tashawn Gibson on Sports Radio 610, Landry Locker, John Lopez. Obviously, it was a weird offseason for you because, you were in Jacksonville, you were part of the core, and they had to release some of the core, you, Malik Jackson, and you ended up being a Texan because of it. What was it like for you? What was the offseason like and just the emotional roller coaster of, you know, you've established something there, you were a quarter away from being in the Super Bowl, and then all of a sudden, in a matter of a second, you became a member of the Houston Texans. And what drew you to the Houston Texans when you became an unexpected free agent, I guess?
You know, that I think that's the toughest part when you got kids, when you have a family. And, you know, unfortunately for me, man, I fell into that category where, you know, you kind of just, you know, stuck in these ways and you know, your family is kind of getting cemented. And, you know, my kids are getting older, so, you know, they have their friends. And, you know, just getting that call saying, hey, I kind of knew prior to actually getting released that Friday. They told me that they was looking to explore trade options with me. As soon as that hit, I knew that I wasn't going to be a member of the Jacksonville Jaguars. And that Friday, they released me. And when they released me that Friday, you know, just a whirlwind. There was a bunch of stuff happening, man. It started happening really fast and quick. And, you know, I was able to land here in Houston. And it was a lot of things going on with landing here in Houston. I just was just excited to be able to have this opportunity. Because, you know, I took a couple of visits, man. I talked to Green Bay, Carolina. And once that happened, you know, when Houston came, it just was just that perfect opportunity. I've been a fan of that defense, man, playing these guys six times over the duration of my career. And, you know, back home here in Texas, man, I'm 3 hours up the road.
You're a Kimball guy, right? Yeah. You're Kimball. You're Dallas Kimball.
Oak Cliff, Texas. Yeah.
There you go. Finish the sentence. Oak Cliff, that's my –
hood, man. Come on.
Just checking you. Just making sure.
You gotta know I know that, man. I'm not Oak Cliff, man, if I can't explain that to you.
Okay, just making sure.
All right, one more for you here, Tayshawn. By the way, do you like to go by Tayshawn or Tashawn?
Tashawn.
That's okay. My bad. What was the perspective of Deshaun Watson from a defensive back in the division?
Oh, man, I think that he was one of the more difficult quarterbacks that we've ever had to face. And, you know, I had a chance to give him his first interception, by the way. That out there. You know, but, you know, from just the growth that he had from the first time we ever played him when he just, you know, took over for, I believe, Tom Savage that game to playing him as just a comfortable starter. I mean, it was night and day. We played him two times last year, specifically that last game. You had to take a step back and say, man, I've seen this kid truly grow right in front of my eyes, man. And, you know, he can beat you with his legs. He can beat you with his arm. He's a smart, studious guy, man. He's not really making too many mistakes for a guy that young. And if you think about it, his rookie year was cut short, so he pretty much was almost a rookie theoretically this year, man, after having such a short rookie year, man. And for him to have that type of growth and just his athleticism alone with what he can do with his arm and above the shoulders, I mean, it's just incredible. And like I said, I'm excited to be on this team instead of being game planning against the guy, man. So, you know, that right there, man, was just an awesome feeling knowing that, man, you got a quarterback like that, a franchise quarterback that, you know, any given time, man, they can put up points. You know, you never know when it's going to be a connection between him and 10 down the field, man. But, you know, any given play, that's an opportunity. So having him on my side, man, it's just a cherry on top for sure.
Tashaun, we greatly appreciate you for hopping on. Thank you very much. Looking forward to watching you play for the Texans instead of the Jaguars this year.
Absolutely, man. I appreciate you guys for having me.
All right. That's the Texan safety, Tashaun Gibson, right here on In the Loop. We're going to be joined by another Texan in the noon hour. I tell you what, between him and Justin Reed,
yeah,
you don't need no Red Bull or coffee when you go to NRG if you're a member of the Texans.
The safety is going to be chattery. They're going to be chatting at the safety position, that's for sure. Look, he's an impressive cat from what we could hear and get right there. But I thought his perspective on Deshaun Watson, the way he had to take a step back and just kind of absorb what Deshaun Watson's progress was, and really the way he's just approaching the Texans now.
All right, we're gonna react to Tashaun Gibson. We're also gonna revisit John Lopez's 8 wacky things that could happen leading up to the draft that just might work. That's Tashaun Gibson right here on Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.